And this is WJFF, your community radio station. 30 years of public radio for Sullivan County, the Catskills, northeastern Pennsylvania. And joining us on the line right now, live, we've got Bill Reber, supervisor, Town of Thompson in the eastern part of Sullivan County. Bill, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
And I guess the first thing we should do is just remind people like what the Town of Thompson includes, and that here in Sullivan County, the townships are big, you know, designated areas that could have multiple hamlets or villages within it. So what's within Thompson? You've got Monticello, the village, obviously.
Right. We've got Monticello, which is the, Thompson is the county seat, and the village is, it's in the village of Monticello. We also have, Rock Hill, Harris, Sackett Lake, Kiamisha Lake, where the Concord used to be, and several other little hamlets. I did mention Harris, I think.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Thompsonville.
And so what's going on in all the different town departments, and how are things going in response to this pandemic that's hit our area?
Well, we're operating and providing services. I mean, generally the requests are slow because there's not a lot going on in the economy right now, but people still have business with the town. When this started, we very hurriedly got 13 or 14 of our employees set up for remote access so they can, all the town hall employees are working from home and producing and being productive. Building department, we've been operating on, the governor's mandated reducing staffing, except for non-essential parties. So basically almost all of the people are out of the town hall. We are rotating, building inspectors in, two on and two off, every other week. That department is still a little busy. There is some construction going on that is permitted under the current executive order, and we're doing inspections where necessary and issuing permits, on permitted construction. The amount of construction right now is highly restricted, and there's a substantial fine of up to $10,000 for each violation, and New York State Police and the Sheriff's Department are responding to complaints, so don't try to violate the law and get away with something, because you'll probably get caught and get a pretty hefty fine.
Wow.
But essentially, we're trying to keep that department running, and it's we've been issuing permits, we've been issuing doing plan review, and doing a really important thing is municipal searches, so that what few real estate closings are out there can actually happen. So we are getting all that work out.
And have you been? It's tough to meet people face to face right now, but you're on the ground out there. Do you hear what people are saying? How are folks doing? Whether it's just regular residents or business owners, what are you hearing from people?
Everybody's scared, but I think they're accepting. I don't see a lot of anger and frustration. I see people that are conscientious and trying to really do the best thing to cope with whatever decisions the governor and all the municipalities right down to the local level are trying to make. The bottom line is there's lives to be saved, and that's a little bit more important than most anything else that anybody's doing today.
Right.
I do know some people who've had the COVID-19 virus, and for the most part have expressed good results. Minimal discomfort, but unfortunately there are a lot of people out there who aren't going to make it, and that's just have to offer up your prayers and hope everything works out for the best. So.
Yeah. You said people are, some people are worried, some people even scared. One of the things we hear people keep asking about, in general, the county was warning about people coming from outside areas, specifically coming up from the city. In certain places, especially in the eastern part of the county, people are worried about camps and people coming to the camps. And I spoke to you earlier about this, and you had a unique take on this.
Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is everybody's calling for an order to close down the camps. But in reality, operating permits for camps are issued by the New York State Health Department. We can't go over their head. And we have had discussions with the state, and they're very well aware of the situation. I I think we have a little time. I on a daily basis, I check many of the camps and bungalow colonies in Thompson. I see zero activity in any of them. I've reached out to some of the Orthodox community who are, you know, I have decent contacts there, and they assure me that there's not an en masse migration to the camps and bungalow colonies.
And this is what you're saying there. That's what Sheriff Mike Schiff has been saying as well for the county, that he's checking in with folks and he's keeping an eye on different places and he's not seeing any violations.
We're Mike and I are right on the same page here. We both have the same opinion and we're both checking the same places. You know, if there was some activity that somebody felt was illegal, they could report it to the sheriff's department. You could report it to the town. I'm just going to call the sheriff's department and ask them to go investigate it. So either way, right. It will get responded to.
Of course, and
but I don't see a problem yet. But what we do see is a migration of people taking advantage of the fact that they own summer homes here, and that's not restricted to any community or ethnic. You know, it's not just Orthodox, and it's just people that own homes up here, and they are moving up and remaining in place in their weekend and summer homes in pretty large numbers.
Well, the important thing is for people to follow the guidelines wherever you're coming from and wherever you're going, I find when the word first came out from the county saying, well, hey, you know, people from downstate, we'd like it if you didn't come right now. Like, I understood both sides of this. I could imagine that if I was downstate staring at this pandemic coming, I had a place to go upstate, I would definitely want to head to the hills. At the same time, I understood exactly where public health was coming from, in as much as they've got to worry about the strain on the hospitals and the infrastructure of the county. So, you know, I could see both sides. And the fact is, people are worried about this coming from somewhere else. It's already here. There's been 188 cases in Sullivan County to date.
Yeah, and there's going to be more. You know, I monitor that pretty closely, and if you look at the graph line, it's still going up. It hasn't peaked, and I think we're at least 2 weeks away from that. And I'm not an expert, just from my own observations.
Right.
So, yes, and the fact of the matter is that if more people come in the area, that's going to put a strain on some resources. And hopefully, we'll be. You know, right now we have some respirators in reserve. And they're not all in use right now, so we're holding our own at the present time.
Mm.
So the thing is, people can't back off on the suggested, isolation and social distancing and
the guidelines.
Staying home as much as you can. They have to. They really, really have to. This is going to go faster than, it'll be a very, very painful memory for a long time, but it will be over, and we just have to suffer through it.
Like you say, following the guidelines impacts lots of work that needs to be done in the area and in the country. And we've only got a couple minutes left at this point, but I wanted to touch on one of those things that's impacted is the census, because people think of the census being this thing where people go around knocking on doors. But of course, there's other ways to respond to the census.
There really are. It's so important to the county that people... That people register for the census and do it. You can go online. We're going to put posts up on our website. They are actually up there right now. You can click and fill out the form literally in less than 5 minutes. And it is just, I can't stress the importance that is of people registering with the Census Bureau and getting our numbers counted right. For the next 10 years, this is going to govern what type of help we get from the federal government and funding and grant money in a big, big, big way. So people really need to go to Census 2020 and click on it and fill it out. Don't wait for an envelope to come in the mail. You don't have to do it in paper. It's so quick and easy online. Please do it.
In your capacity with the township as a town supervisor, this is something you're concerned about, that people make sure they do this.
Oh, 100%. You know, we're looking at millions of dollars in grant money, and the first question they ask, what census tract you're in, and, how many people you're serving, and what's the poverty level, and this, that, and the other thing. It's the go-to resource for any federal or state funding.
All right.
And grant monies. And if we don't have our numbers counted accurately, we're not going to get it. We'll be at the bottom of somebody else's list.
Right.
not to mention the fact that it affects our representation in Congress because of, you know, numbers of people and the number of congressional representatives we can get. I know you're running out of time here.
All right. Well, we've got just a little. Is there any last final thoughts that you want to leave people with about any of this stuff or anything that you're encountering out there?
Yeah, you know, listen, this will pass. You know, it's going to be very, very painful. It's not over, when we think it's over, it probably won't be. So we have to be diligent and vigilant. Use wipes, use gloves. Go to facebook.com/townofthompson or townofthompson.com website. We're putting up some very useful information, everything right from, you know, where to register for the census to how to take a rubber glove off and not contaminate people. My pet peeve of the day, really quick, don't be that guy that's going to throw your rubber gloves on the ground at ShopRite or in the cart. Somebody's got to pick them up.
Are you seeing that? Is that something you're seeing?
There are thousands of rubber gloves strewn through parking lots in carts or shopping carts. People are just so inherently rude about disposing of it.
My goodness.
There's a proper way to do it. Find it on our website.
I mean, come on, that would be bad at any time, but everybody's trying to stay away from the stuff that's been in contact with other people, so who needs that? My goodness.
Some poor schnook is going to have to pick them up.
Oh, boy. All right.
You
shouldn't
be the person putting them there.
No. All right. Bill Reber, supervisor, Town of Thompson, and also his other hat is Reber Realty. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Jason, it's a pleasure, and anytime.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, this is WJFF. It's your community radio station, WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.